Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, said, whoever recites Quran while he is young, Allah will make it a cause of light for him on the Day of Judgment. Well, Professor, how could we encourage our children to go for Quranic teachings earlier?
Yes, Ms. Rahmanri. Of course, the first principle would be to become role models for them and lead by example. If we expect our children to get engaged with the Quran, they should see us being engaged with the Quran. And they should learn from us that we are daily reciting the Quran, especially we should be able to lead by example and show to our children that we are engaged with the Quran, and the Quran is the center of our, and the focus of our attentions, and our lives are based around the Quran.
Right.
So it starts with not just reciting it. It starts with recitation, understanding, and remembering, and then implementing in our lives.
Right.
So it's not a matter of it's not a matter that they should learn later on in some time in life. No. The Quran, the recitation of the Quran, unfortunately nowadays our children are forced to recite the Quran at a very early age. But
even that's not correct.
And that's not correct because the purpose is just to be able to say, oh, my child has, you know, learned the Quran and he's completed the Quran and he now knows the Quran. And whenever someone comes, some guests come, they say, oh, please recite that chapter for my guests, so they know that you know the Quran and you're my child or my grandchild.
Sometimes parents do that for their own dignity.
Maybe, yes, they want to show that they are very
have
good
raised
Muslims.
Their children properly.
And they
raise
their children, especially in the Quran. And that is not the right way to do it. Yes, they should learn early because, as you said, that the earlier they start off learning anything, it will become a part of their mind and their thought process.
Even Imam Ali alayhi salam says that teach your children the Quran while they are young, because as they grow older, it becomes more difficult for them to memorize and understand it. He says to understand it, not just to memorize it. But what we are seeing, as you said, the trend that's going on is that parents are focusing more on memorization rather than what's important,
yes.
That's understanding it.
Yes. Yes, so we have, of course, we should balance this because the recitation itself, even if we do not understand it, it has its own rewards and thawab. It's not that even looking at the Quran has thawab. Even keeping it in your pocket has thawab.
Right.
But of course it has thawab, but the purpose is that you get engaged and associated with the Quran. the Quran shouldn't be folded up in a piece of cloth and then put on the shelf and never to be, you know,
opened again. So you're trying to say that make it a daily routine.
It should be, we should get associated with the Quran. We should get near, close to the Quran for the purpose of understanding it and acting upon it.
Right. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is Islamic Upbringing. We're discussing how you could encourage your children to go for Quranic teachings as early as possible, and which is beneficial for them. Well, sometimes, Professor, what we do is that we have this question from the children that I want to be a soldier of Imam. Imam of our time, Imam Zamana, ajallaha ta'ala faraja. And every child, as innocent they are, they want to be the soldiers of Imam. But as we go through the stories, like if Imam has ever met someone, we find one common thing, what Imam is saying to these people. Like, if you want to see if I am close to anyone, just see how close you are to the Quran, what you were discussing before we went for the break.
So we need to, as you said, that we need to make our children understand the Quran. We should learn it by ourselves and also make our children learn the Quran, understand the Quran, and to...
You were saying make it a daily routine.
Yes, make it a daily routine and get used to it. Even when the Quran says to us, فَقْرَبُ مَا تَيَسْرَ مِنْ you should be reciting the Quran in a way that daily basis. I mean, it's recommended, and sometimes some ulama say it is even wajib, but okay. Mustahab. It is certainly mustahab to recite a certain amount of the Quran every day, apart from what we recite in the namaz, in the prayers, in our salah. Apart from that,
we should open up this book and have a look and yes, go for some verses.
So yes, when we say we are the hafiz of the Quran, the hifz, it's not just memorizing the Quran. It's not just memorizing the meanings of the Quran. It's protecting and remembering the Quran by actions is also important.
We become
an embodiment of the teachings of the Quran.
How can actually children better, connect with the text of Quran? Is it like parents should go through some stories, tell the stories that are mentioned in the Quran in a very playful method so that they get that connected with the content of Quran itself?
Yes, so number one is to get connected with the words of the Quran through the recitation. Maybe if from an early age they start listening to the various recitals by different reciters, especially the famous reciters.
Right.
They start listening to these recitations on a daily basis. Even when they have not been able, they don't even understand, or even they're not able to speak, when their listening is at the highest level, the power of listening, the potential to listen to things and pick up things is at a very tender age is very high, they will start picking up the recitation of the Quran and start memorizing it by heart in a very natural way.
Right.
But then when they come to the age of where they can now start studying and reading and reciting it, because we have reading and reciting both.
Right.
We need to read and be able to recite.
And also understand.
Recitation,
right.
And then recitation. That is one aspect. Then the going to the translation and the meanings, and especially for children in the form of the in the form of the stories of the Quran.
Right.
When read to them even as bedtime stories.
Right. Perhaps I will discuss more with you other aspects of Quran teaching to children after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "He who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about how could you encourage your children to go for Quranic teachings? How can you make the Quranic content more tangible to them? And Professor Salman Akavi is helping us. So how important is the... I was just going through the a video recently wherein I saw three young boys. They were kind of having fun and they were just having a quiz type thing. They were saying to each other, they were reciting a verse very beautifully, and they were saying to each other which surah, which chapter has this verse. And like if they would say a correct verse, they would encourage them in a very playful method, and if they would say a wrong chapter, they would just, you know, throw this paper on their head, and like, you know, in a very playful method, they were telling them that, look, you don't know, you got to be, you know, working on yourself more. So how important are these quiz sessions with the upbringing of children while it comes to Quran teaching?
Yes, these, as we have in any learning, if we learn in an informal way, things are learned in an informal way or a non-formal way, they remember, the impression that is created is much more everlasting.
Right.
It lasts longer. So if you have games and in the form of quizzes and various, for example, how do you play, for example, word games?
Right.
So if we have similar games, and I suppose nowadays there are many games that have been created for the sake of the Quran, for learning the Quran, there are various programs and applications on the net also, where we can teach our children in a playful way to get engaged with the Quran.
Right.
And they learn the meanings of the Quran in that way, in a playful way. Or they learn the stories and the various facts and figures that are in the Quran.
Right.
Or when we talk about maybe...
It's like you got to be engaging your children one or the other way. The more the way is informal, the more the results will be everlasting.
Exactly. And especially when the Quran talks about past people,
historical
facts, then you talk about those people. You come up with those facts from the other books.
Right.
And discuss with your children what age is the Quran talking, what type of people, at what age, in what age. For example, it talks about the floods of Noah, Hazrat Noah. So when was that possibly taking place? You talk about that historical aspect of it.
It talks about astronomical facts.
Or when it talks about astronomy, or when
today.
It talks about animals. For example, when it talks about the ant. And it talks about the fama fuqaha, when it talks about the ant and says there's something above it.
Right.
And what is above it, maybe people don't understand, but maybe it's talking about a specific form of eye that the ant has. So if that is alluded to and that is explained and discussed in the scientific manner, so many things can be clear. For example, people can understand things, the scientific aspects of the Quran, the philosophical aspects of the Quran, the historical aspects of the Quran, they can be learned and they can be talked about. Or maybe even mathematical issues are there. Sometimes it talks about issues with when you talk about them, there are certain mathematical or arithmetical things behind them.
Right.
So many things can be talked about to the children.
Just one book.
Yes.
Right. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI Call of Islam. You can find an archive of our programs there. Well, you can also find us on these social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you have any questions regarding the upbringing of your children, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Do you know?